If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It seemed for a while like what was happening in Dalton and Thornton Township was the stuff that movies were made of. And in fact, there have been productions featuring what has happened in Dalton. The person we have continually stayed in contact with is attorney Bert Odelson. And Bert, tonight is the night Lori Lightfoot. She unveils it, right?
Yeah, she makes her final report tonight based off the preliminary report she made a number of months ago. But this time, I think her financial statistics are even more complete because of the information she's received and the people that have finally agreed to talk to her. So I think it'll be a bombshell of a report tonight. And I believe it will show the progress that the village has made to try to come back from this disaster once we were successful in court in wresting some of the control away from the mayor and allowing the trustees and the administrator to control the finances of the village.
Bert, has she given you any kind of hint as to what she's going to say? I mean, you often speak of authority.
Yeah, I mean, she has. I haven't seen the report. I think a number of the trustees have seen it, and in speaking to Mayor Lightfoot and the number of the trustees, I think she's going to detail even more of the gross spending that occurred without the approval of the board, as well as the lawsuits that have been filed against the municipality in the last 3.5 years solely because of her action or non-action. And by non-action, I mean the FOIA lawsuits. There's probably 10, maybe 12 FOIA lawsuits whereby the village didn't come up with the documents that they should have because of her direction. Then were sued, and attorney's fees were assessed because the village didn't comply. So, and plus there's many, many other lawsuits of employees who were allegedly terminated for political retribution. And I think the lawsuits, quite frankly, total are almost 50 in 3.5 years.
50 million, 5-0?
No, 50 lawsuits. I don't know how many millions. You may not be far off. Let me tell you, it's 50 different lawsuits that have been filed because of her direct action or inaction. Mayor is going to talk about that tonight.
When Attorney Bert Odelson says she or her, he is talking about the person who identifies herself as a super mayor, and that is Tiffany Henyard. And word is that she has been MIA for the past few days. I'm guessing she will not be there tonight at 6 o'clock when our former mayor Lori Lightfoot presents her findings.
I think that's a pretty good wager. I take the odds on that because the way we stage this is not a village board meeting. It is an open forum for the people of Dalton. So it's not a formal meeting. It's solely one thing, and that is Lori's report. So there's no motions, there's no seconds, there's no action. It's all Mayor Lightfoot tonight.
You know, I threw out $50 million, but in fact, before she was the mayor, they had $5 million in the bank account. Now
over five.
That's gone, and they're in debt to the tune of about $3
million? At Lori's last report, it was closer to $4 million, like $3.5 million. And I think she'll touch on that tonight as to how far in debt they are now. Again, let me remind you, since we've wrested control of the credit cards, of the bank statements, we've helped right the ship's not righted, but it's coming up for air, so to speak. And she got held last Friday. She got held in indirect contempt in court on Friday because she wouldn't sign two liquor licenses. And the judge told her to sign the liquor licenses right there, and she told the judge no. such as I'm going to hold you in contempt. Then she signed the liquor licenses, and the judge still held her it's called indirect criminal contempt against her. So it's starting to close in.
Right. And we also know the feds have their own independent investigation. Will they take the research that Lori Lightfoot has done and use that in their investigation?
Well, I can't speak for how they use it or if they use it, but they certainly have it. I can tell you that. Every piece of information we have, we forward to the appropriate authorities.
Other than the financial aspect, which obviously is the biggest aspect, what other bombshell is going to be revealed tonight that we've yet to hear the details of?
Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be a bombshell, would it?
Well, you don't have to give us the details. You just have to give us the headline because I'm telling you what, that whole Vegas trip still weighs heavy on my mind. That is out of order.
Well, there'll be that tonight, too.
What Lisa's saying, Bert, is you say bombshell all the time. We want some details.
No, there's more on the Vegas trip too tonight. That's about all I have to tell you the truth.
You got more.
What about criminal charges? I mean, that's something that only the feds can take up, or will there be criminal charges from some other entity? Because some of these things that happened on this Vegas trip, there seems like there'd be more than just the super mayor liable.
It does, and I think there is. But I'm not one of the authorities. So whether it be the United States District Attorney or the state's attorney, those are the two entities who would have some responsibility in bringing some charges.
But if it was in Vegas, it'd be the Clark County, right? It wouldn't be Cook County.
It would be Clark County on criminal charges. That's correct. But here, U.S. Attorney. Of course, if money was misspent or illegally spent, it would be the U.S. attorney who would be handling that. And I know that they have that information.
After this is revealed tonight from our former mayor, Lori Lightfoot, it becomes national news and a big story tomorrow, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, again. Yeah. And again, it makes for great news, but it doesn't make for a great living and the future for the poor residents in Dalton. And that's what the board hopes to change at the April 1st election. And as I said, they started to right the ship, but they need to get full control back of the town before they can fully get Dalton back to where it was.
Well, hopefully it will inform people so they can better understand how important local elections are and who they choose to sit on those boards and who they choose as mayor.
Yeah, no truer words have been spoken, and as a municipal lawyer, I can tell you it's really a shame that the people don't get out and vote more in their municipality, their park districts, etc. You get 15% of the vote or 20% of the vote. So 80 or 85% of the people are not voting and are still paying taxes and having to suffer when if they got out to vote, maybe they could have a say in their government. It's really too bad. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us, Bert. We look forward to catching up with you as soon as we see the results of Lori's report tonight.
Okay very good. See you guys.
All right, thanks, Bert.
Attorney Bert Odelson, he is the counsel for the Village of Dalton's Board of Trustees.